The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 251, St. Patrick's Day Top 20 Celtic Bands. Today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations. Every year I take a small group of Celtic music fans to exotic locations around the world. We don't travel in big tour buses and see everything. Instead, we stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. Plus, I bring you some great Celtic music by me and other Celtic artists. You can help us decide where to go in 2017. Subscribe to the mailing list to join the invasion at CelticInvasion.com. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, your guide to the best indie Celtic music online. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. I'm a Celtic musician and your podcast host. And that was Carolina Kaylee with Banish Misfortune and Mooncoin Jig. It's from their album 50 Shades of Green. Well, I want to wish you all a very happy St. Patrick's Day. I am super excited to share this St. Patrick's Day special. So earlier in the year, I did a top 20 Celtic bands of 2015 special. This show features different songs by those same top 20 bands of 2015. Well, all except one. Unfortunately, Count 4DB did not have another Celtic track that he could share with us, so I decided to insert one of my own in there instead. So I am hoping he will share some more Celtic hip-hop in the future. That was extremely well-received. This show is all dedicated to the indie Celtic bands out there, all the ones who don't get usually played on most Celtic radio programs, and I am really excited to draw attention to all these amazing Celtic bands, and I want to thank each and every one of you for listening and for sharing the show as well. I also want to thank the patrons of the podcast. Each week, 149 people pledge $1 or more per episode to help pay for the production of the podcast. And whenever we hit a milestone, you get an extra long episode of Celtic music. We just hit one milestone, which means we're going to get 2 hours of Celtic music from Canada, probably in early April. So stay tuned for that. You can become a patron of the podcast by heading over to CelticMusicPodcast.com/patron. And a special thanks to our newest patrons, Andre, Alice, Peter, Dennis, and Brian. Thank you so much for your generous support. All right, let's jump into the music. Next up, we have Runa with The Wife of Usher's Well from Current Affairs.
Usher's well, and a wealthy wife was she. She had 3 stout and stalwart sons, and she sent them o'er the sea. They had but been a month from her, not 1 month and a day, till cold, cold death came o'er the land, and he stole those boys away. She said, I wish the wind would never blow, nor fish swim in the flood, till my 3 boys come home to me in earthly flesh and blood, in earthly flesh and blood. Well, it fell about the Martinmas time, when the nights are long and
has made a bed full braid, and she's made it long and deep. She's made
at once to welcome him the day. The eldest to the youngest said, "Brother, we must away, for the cock does crow, the day does dawn, and the chunnering worm does chide. And if we are amazed out of our place, then a sair pain we must bide, for the green, green grass is at our head. A wealthy wife was she. She had three stout and stalwart sons, and she sent them o'er the sea. She sent them o'er the sea."
Papa diddled a diary for my diddlery-o. Oh, and will you come to me, mother's house, when the moon is shining clearly? Oh, but will you come to me, mother's house, when the moon is shining clearly? I'll open the door and I'll let you in. Tickle the ones here us with me to Raya. Papa diddled a diary for my diddlery-o. Well, she took me horse by the bridle and the bit.
I cannot deny it. My heart lies smothered in my breast, but it's not for me to let the world know. troubled mind sure can know no rest. Oh, Peggy Gordon, you are my darling. Come sit ye down upon my knee and tell to me the very reason why I am slighted so by thee. I wish I was in some lonesome valley where womankind cannot be found, where the pretty small birds sing on every branch, and every moment different sound. Oh, Peggy Gordon, you are my darling. Come sit ye down upon my knee and tell to me the very reason why I am slighted so by thee.
After Runa was Clandestine with Wobbly Wheel Set from Red, then came Lord Mayo by The Flying Toads from In Stitches. Then came Mark Gunn with Peggy Gordon from my album The Bridge, and finally Emerald Rose, that was Mountain Fay from Sunwise. Celtic music news. The St. Patrick's Day Internet Music Festival has 24 videos on the playlist. You can enjoy Celtic music now on there with Liquor and Beltane, and Jesse Ferguson should be added soon. I hope you enjoyed the very special feature on Pochin's album Wish. If not, go listen to show number 250, where you can hear the album from start to finish, or any of our four other St. Patrick's Day specials. And if you'd like 17 free Celtic MP3s for St. Patrick's Day, every year I publish an article with that very title on my website, and Celtic bands from around the globe submit tracks to share with you for free. You can find this year's article on the website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. Just follow the link in the show notes. I also posted a new episode of the Pub Songs podcast. That's my personal podcast, and it features St. Patrick's Day pub songs by me and other Celtic artists, plus a lot of my news. And finally, Celtic Radio has a new app for iTunes and Android. You can listen to their many streaming Celtic radio programs, and the Irish and Celtic Music podcast is even syndicated on the show. They also are featuring the Celtic Radio Music Awards, and several of the artists you've heard on this podcast are up for awards, so go vote for them. All right, let's get back to the music. Next up, we have Fool Gael with Nellie J. Banks from Traditional Music with Celtic Roots.
St. Pierre on the 10th of May, Prince Edward Island bound. For the winter's done and there's very little rum in the harbors and the towns. And the fishermen watch for the dirty sail as they trawl on Tracadie Bay. And they give it a great shout when they finally pick her up. Nellie Banks is on her way. With Captain Millington at the helm, he comes from Newfoundland. With a bottle of brandy always on the deck and an extra case on hand. Banks can do. There's rum in the hold of the Nellie J. Banks, Prince Edward Island bound. Late on a night when the moon don't shine, you'll find her off Georgetown. Well, the government cutters, they hug the shore with a glass upon a rum row. For they know Nellie Banks is out upon the bay, and the runner is sure to show. But Millington keeps her 4 miles out, for the boundary it is three. But late in the night, when the cutter's out of sight, she slips into a lee. There's rum in the hold of the Nellie J. Banks, Prince Edward Island bound. Late on a night when the moon don't shine, you'll find her off Georgetown. Night by the pale moonlight on the banks off Short Point Shore, a shot rang out and a man began to shout,
"Heave to, we'll look far more!"
And a morning light brought a terrible sight as the banks was towed away. No more will the Nellie J. Banks run rum, no more will the fishermen say. There's rum in the hold of the Nellie J. Banks, Prince Edward Island bound. Late on a night when the moon don't shine, you'll find her off Georgetown. Yes, there's rum in the hold of the Nellie J. Banks, we saw her sail today. You'll find her on a night when the moon don't shine, 3 miles off Tracadie Bay. Thank you.
small drink you of Brannigan special ale. Start seeing things real funny. Ick! I'm given half a chance. Start swirling around and you'll then tumble down, and the mice on your head will all dance. You'll see unicorns and dragons and a castle made of gold. A feast of all feasts with fantastical beasts of the likes which you've never been told. You'll fly on a magic carpet, on a purple sea you'll sail. You can talk to the fish because you had the wish to drink Brannigan's special ale. You may be a rich and noble king in a castle great and grand. Dare not go to sleep when you're counting the sheep of all the herds in the land. The count is on a parchment which gets stolen by a gale. Losing count is quite dread, now you're losing your head off of Brannigan's special ale. You may be a powerful wizard and know every kind of spell. You know all the names of the demons and flames, even those who would never dare tell. A beautiful lady seeks your craft to make her skin more pale. But your spell has gone wrong, now her nose is too long, off of Brannigan's special ale. Perchance within this drunken dream, you'll think yourself a knight. Who's been knocked off your horse, but it's all in due course. Your opponent has won the fight. She strips off all her armor, removes her dress of mail. Try hard not to stare, because you took the dare to drink Brannigan's special ale. I'm telling you, my young friends, there's none that can avail. You'll be lost forever, that's why you should never drink Brannigan's special ale.
After Full Gale was the Gothard Sisters with Cat in a Bush from Mountain Rose, then Heather Alexander with Brannigan Special Ale from Midsummer, and finally Appalachian Celtic Consort with The Banshee and Pride of Rathmore from Drop of the Pure. I do have a little bit more Celtic music news to share. First off, there are Irish and Celtic Music Podcast t-shirts. You can get them in our Celtic Music store, or you can subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine to save 10%. There will be a link in the next edition. I also have a free album that you can download. It's called Celtic Geek, and it features 21 tracks from my first 20 solo albums. It is a mixture of traditional Irish and Scottish songs, plus the more unique sci-fi drinking songs, Firefly drinking songs, Hobbit songs, Irish drinking songs for cat lovers, all those fun projects that I do. So it's a great mix. To get a copy, just subscribe to my mailing list at markgun.com. Now, last week I started using Facebook Live to promote new episodes of this podcast. You can subscribe on Facebook and you will be notified whenever I go live. And it usually happens in the morning around 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, though times may vary. If you miss the event, you can always watch the saved video on our Facebook page, and there's several that are now up there. Head on over to facebook.com/Celtic Podcast for details. Next up, Jesse Ferguson, Mary and the Soldier from The Butcher Boy.
Of a fair young maiden, as she roved out of a summer's day, for to view the soldiers parading. They marched so bold and they looked so gay, their colors flying and the bands did play. It cost young Mary for to say, I'll wed you, me gallant soldier. As they stood at their leisure, young Mary to herself did say, at last I've found my treasure. But oh, how cruel my parents must be to banish me, darling, so far from me. But I'll leave them all and I'll go with thee, me bold, undaunted soldier. Mary, dear, your parents' love, I pray don't be unruly. For when we're in a foreign land, believe me, you'll rue it surely. Perhaps in battle I might fall from a shot from an angry cannonball, and you, so far from your daddy's hall, be advised by a gallant soldier. Have 50 guineas in bright gold, and likewise a heart that's bolder. But I'll leave them all and I'll go with you, me bold, undaunted soldier. So don't say no, but let me go, and I will face the daring foe, and we'll march together to and fro, and I'll wed you, me gallant soldier. Stand a friend to Mary and her gallant soldier. Yes, when we're in a foreign land, I'll guard you, darling, with my right hand, and hope that God might stand a friend to marry and a gallant soldier.
Thank you. I stroll every morning past the center of town, where the road slightly narrows a block or two down, and I walk up the pathway to where we used to go, and I stand in the meadow where the wildflowers grow. In the warmth of the springtime, in late April or May, I can sit there for hours, let the memories play. And I know come December, as the winter winds blow, I'll think of the times we had where the wildflowers grow. They last forever, all those memories. I close my eyes and I hold you, your hair sways in the breeze. I can see so clearly with your heavenly. And no more will I stroll to the hills and the meadow, where I dance with your soul. I'll finally hold you like we did long ago. They can scatter my ashes up there where the wildflowers grow. They last forever, all those memories. I close my eyes and I hold you, your hair sways in the breeze. I can see so clearly with your heavenly glow, and though we're apart, you remain in my heart, where the wildflowers grow. And though we're apart, you remain in my heart, where the wildflowers grow.
After Jesse Ferguson was Breobach with Kilbowie Cottage from The Big Spree, then came the Blarney Rebel Band. From their album Pile High the Penny Wall, that was The Apparatus, and finally Kale Yarders with Where the Wildflowers Grow from The Black Well. It's from their brand new album. Find them at kaleyarders.com. I want your feedback. Call 678-KELT-POD to leave a voicemail message. That's 678-235-8763. What are you doing while listening to this podcast? Is it part of your St. Patrick's Day celebrations? I hope so. You can email a written comment to music@KelticMusicPodcast.com along with a picture of what you're doing while listening to the show, or from one of your trips to one of the Celtic nations. Miller9904 wrote on iTunes, I found this podcast when I visited the Hawaiian Scottish Festival back in 2013. I've been hooked ever since. Jalen2 wrote on iTunes, if you are a fan of new Celtic music, this podcast is the one for you. There are so many small indie bands that never get airtime. Mark Gunn does a great job playing new and upcoming bands. The companion website has track listings and website links to find the songs included in each episode. This is pure gold. Street Town Quinn wrote on iTunes, always something different, always excellent. I am discovering my Irish music roots. Andre Wright wrote on iTunes, I love the different themed episodes. The funny songs was my favorite. The great sets and the careful music curating and editing. As a flute player with an interest in Celtic and Irish music, I love listening during my commutes. And finally, Ben Schmidt emailed and sent some pictures. I listen while doing chores and working with our Scottish Highland cattle. It's great background while training calves or even unloading hay. Keep up the great work. And, of course, he sent some awesome pictures of his Highland coup. All right. We have one final big set to go, and we're going to rock it up with the Rogues. This is Reels Again from their album Made in Texas.
While the bonfire raged long ago,
Let my memory be there, and the children won't bear all the forgotten roads that led home in the snow. Even stillness has thoughts on the move. I forget all the heartache when I remember you. When you go there, will you take all my love? I'll be back when the wolves are all done. So where are you now on the big fork I drowned while the bonfire long ago? Let my memory be there, and the children will bear all the forgotten roads that led home in the snow. So where are you now on the big fork I drowned while the bonfire raged long ago? Let my memory be there, and the children all the forgotten roads that led home in the snow. We'll be right back.
by Macon's Corner. One morning I did stray. I met a fellow rebel there, and this to him did say, "We've orders from the captain to assemble at Dunbar, but how are we to get there without a motor car?" Oh, Barney dear, be of good cheer, I'll tell you what we'll do. The specials, they are plentiful, but the IRA are few. We'll send a wire to Johnson to meet us at Tranlar, and we'll give the boys a bloody good raid in Johnson's motor car. When Dr. Johnston heard the news, he soon put on his shoes. He said, "This is an urgent case, and there is no time to lose." He then put on his castor hat, and upon his breast a star. You could hear the din through all Glenfinn of Johnston's motor car. But when he got to the railway bridge, some rebels he saw there. He knew the gig was up for him, for at him they did stare. He said, "I have a permit to travel near and far. To hell with your English permit, we want your motor car." Oh, what will my loyal brethren think whene'er they hear the news? My car, it has been commandeered by the rebels at the noose. We'll give you a receipt for it, all signed by Captain Barr. And when Ireland gets her freedom, you'll get your motor car. And filled it to the brim with rifles and with bayonets, which made old Johnston grim. And Barney hoisted a Sinn Féin flag, and it fluttered like a star. And we gave three cheers for the IRA in Johnston's motor car. And we gave three cheers for the IRA in Johnston's motor car.
From the hole they crawled, comrades one and all, a new life full of promises were told. Arriving at the docks, angry eyes with muskets cocked, General Taylor buying soldiers from the hold. It was 1846, with America seeking bricks, from a land back to the south they did not own. Mistreatment from the Anglos, the Catholic boys depart, from Cork and Kerry, Sligo and Tyrone. St. Patrick's Battalion, the name given them, followers of the Pope and considered lesser men. A woeful tale of anger, of bravery and shame, Beavis and Patricios, the memory will remain. Clifton County Galway, the San Patricios fight against them all. Side by side with Santa Ana, for Mexico they died. You will never see their picture on the wall. The heroes of Churubusco, renegades in the USA, these sons of Ireland, home the seven grace. They buried their own dead, not a prayer was ever read. With pride they fought and died to keep their faith. St. Patrick's Battalion, the name given them. Followers of the Pope and considered lesser men. A woeful tale of anger, of bravery and shame. Leave us up as Christians, their memory will remain. Woo! Muskets down, the Irish all alone, nowhere to go. The firing squad who came, what a tragedy, what a shame. With open arms of God, we'll never know. St. Patrick's Battalion, the name given them. Followers of the Pope, and considered lesser men. A woeful tale of anger. The memory will remain. Even San Patricio's, the memory will remain.
After the Rogues was Whiskey Sunday with Cabin Song from Holy Water. Then came Wild Colonial Boys with Patrick on Sheen from their album On Our Own. Then Johnson's Motorcar by Bourbon and Shamrocks from Shock and R. And finally, The Elders with St. Patrick's Battalion from Story Road, which I've been listening to all day long. So go check out that album if you get a chance. It's fantastic. If you enjoy this podcast, then please rate the show on iTunes. In fact, that is the big goal that I'm working on right now. I want to get 550 ratings by St. Patrick's Day. And of course, St. Patrick's Day is, what, 2 days away. So is it possible? I don't know. Maybe that's pushing it too much. But I would love it if you would go over to iTunes right now and rate the show. Maybe post a little review while you're at it. And that's going to help push this show to number one in the music podcast charts on iTunes. Will you help me? I would really appreciate it. Once you're done posting your review, you can subscribe to our Celtic Music Magazine. This is our free newsletter and your guide to the latest Celtic music and podcast news. Subscribe today to download 34 Celtic MP3s for free. And remember to support the artists who support this podcast. Buy their CDs, download the MP3s, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And remember also that you can vote in the Celtic Top 20. You can vote once for each episode and you'll help me create next year's Best Celtic Music of 2016. One last bit I want to share with you. My last St. Patrick's Day show is in Marietta, Georgia at Johnny McCracken's Celtic Pub this Friday, March 18th, 2016. Starting around 9 p.m., though I may kick it off a little bit earlier. If you'd like to find details, go to stpatricksdayparty.net. I'd love to meet you out there, so come join me. All right, we are going to finish up this show with Patsy O'Brien. This is The Travelers. It's from his album, Irish Guitar. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you had a great time, and I hope you have a very safe St. Patrick's Day. I will talk to you later. Sláinte.
bright. The glow in the hall from the firelight, and the woe when I see how my youngest has got so tall. I wish that I'd never gone at all. Singing this old man he played for. He played knick-knack on my front door. And the next thing I say is, go to bed, you sleepyhead. If you stay up now, he won't come at all. He won't bring any toys at all. But their weary eyes wait up for old Saint Nick, struggling under his bag of tricks. And oh, when the door swings wide, the glow in the hall from the firelight. And oh, will he see how my youngest has got so tall. I wish that I'd never done it all.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. To subscribe, go to iTunes or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. You can post feedback in the show notes at CelticMusicPodcast.com.